Most people in the U.S. who bought private health insurance through the marketplace got subsidies. In Wisconsin, 90% did. David Obey is a former Democratic congressman who voted for the Affordable Care Act. He says the federal appeals court ruling against subsidies for plans sold on federal exchanges creates chaos for Americans who can afford coverage on their own.
The way to undo the damage done by this decision is to have states like Wisconsin reconsider their willfully cruel decision not to set up state-run exchanges if the court decision itself is not reversed on appeal.
Like a lot of other states led by Republican governors opposed to the health law, Wisconsin relied on a federal exchange instead of creating its own. Governor Walker is following the legal battle and remains opposed to health reform.
Ultimately, it could end up in the Supreme Court, but they put an injunction on, so it has no immediate impact on the state of Wisconsin. It's frustrating when they passed something years ago without even knowing what was in it.
The ruling against subsidies strikes at the heart of the health care law. It's one of two conflicting decisions on subsidies, which come in the wake of a more symbolic blow to the Affordable Care Act involving contraceptive coverage. Robert Craig is executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin.
It seems like there's endless drama on the health care reform law. What we really need to be doing right now is not continuing to have the fight of 2010, but figuring out how to implement this law in the best possible way.
The Obama administration says that financial assistance in the form of tax credits will continue as litigation over subsidies works its way through the courts. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.